Let's get into the podcast, man. Let's do this. Let's make this happen.
We got a great topic this week. I'm super pumped up about this topic. Action creating motivation.
So obviously super important topic. And with this podcast, I would bet anything this will probably be one of our shortest podcasts ever. And that's okay. Yeah. That's okay if it is.
It's already an hour and a half.
Well, I don't know if any of what we were talking about can be included in the podcast.
No, I don't think so.
Such good chit chat. but I'm assuming going to be kind of a short topic, but probably one of the most important topics that we're going to talk about, because I think what happens often, and you just mentioned New Year's resolutions, right? So we are always waiting for the next thing for Monday. We're always waiting. Okay, you know what? I'm going to start my diet on Monday. I'm going to start working out on Monday. I'm going to, you know what? 2020 was a horrible year. 2021 is going to be my year. No, stop. Things don't change because the calendar changes, right? So we have this life, we have this journey, and it's like we're always waiting and everything's always going to be better when, which I'll get into that later. You know, it's going to be better when. That's a whole nother thing. Remind me to talk about that, please. But we are always waiting for another day, another time. And what we're really waiting for, first of all, we make ourselves feel better, right? And I was a creature of this for a very, very long time. And over the years, not only have I gotten better, but within the past year, I think peaked at taking action. And it took me some time, even though I knew it and I understood it, it took me time to actually get to the point where I stopped talking about it, being excited about it and thinking about it. And it's going to happen this day. It's going to happen that day. And I finally really with almost everything just decided to take action. And I'll tell you, one of the things that spiraled this was you and this podcast, because you and I had this conversation for a long time about doing this podcast, right?
Right.
This is all your brainchild. You were super excited about it. And I kept overthinking it. And I'm like, you know, we talked about this actually, I think in our first podcast, and I'd overthink it. And I'm like, oh man, you know, this, that, the other. And finally you just took the action. You're like, listen, we're going to have a phone call on this day. This is our topic. We're doing the podcast, and look at us, right?
Yeah.
We are whatever, 9-10 months into this, and almost every single week, if not every other week, and it's a blast and we're getting a good message out there. Or we could have done what we were doing and kept talking about how great it would be. So, you know, taking action, and we'll dig into it more as we talk, that is what creates the motivation. So often we wait to be motivated. And we don't sit there like, oh, well, shit, I'm not motivated today. So I guess I'll just wait till tomorrow and hope I'm motivated. We don't think of it that way, but we wait until we feel good. Think about if you waited until you felt good to go to the gym and you're like, you know, when you're in the mood, we'll say, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine just constantly waiting for that mood?
I think to add to that, I think what a lot of us do, you know, often have waited for the perfect opportunity to start something, right? So
we're
waiting for that perfect condition. It always seems like that perfect opportunity is right around the corner. It's going to start Monday, or it's going to be, you know, 2021, exactly what you said. And the truth is, perfect opportunity is right now. Right now, taking that action is going to spark the motivation. And the key thing is you have to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to just say, I'm moving forward, I'm going. No matter what the conditions are, no matter what the situation is, there is no perfect time other than right now. Don't wait. It's not around the corner. It's now. It's here and now and in the present moment. Taking action sparks that motivation to keep you going, which I think just to nail your point home a little more is stop waiting for that perfect condition. Stop waiting for that perfect opportunity, or putting it off till tomorrow, or putting it off till next Monday, because all diets start on a Monday, right?
Always.
We got to get through the weekend. All diets start on a Monday. Or wait until, okay, we're almost done with 2020. 2021 is it. I'm going to start on January, not first. I'm going to start on January 2nd.
Right.
You know, we're always pushing things off, and it's not, why do we do that?
You know, it makes us feel good, right? Because we want to be successful in life. We want, you know, whether it's our goals in life, right? So when we talk about action creating motivation, it's not just with your goals. It's not just with, you know, your healthy eating habits. It's not just with getting to the gym. This could be a project at home, right? And how often, listen, like I'm the typical guy for the longest time, the typical guy, like I got this project I got to do. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. You know, I've seen those memes or memes or memes, whatever you call them, right? And where it's like, I'm going to get the project done. You don't have to remind me every 6 months, you know, and you're waiting to get that project done. I'm going to do it. But as humans, we feel better thinking or talking about doing something than not even doing that. Like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to open my karate studio someday. Yeah, I can't wait. Someday I'm going to own a karate studio. Yeah. Someday when I'm older, I'm going to own a karate studio. And you feel good in that moment, right? So it's almost like comparing it to like a diet, right? So comparing it to eating healthy, it's like in that moment when you're eating like crap, but you tell yourself, Monday, I am going to start eating better. You're justifying what you're currently eating. You're like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, I'll eat this half a pizza today, but that's fine because Monday I'm going to eat better and I'm going to go to the gym. That goes hand in hand with this motivation and this action, because when you do that, let's just say that on Monday you eat better. That's great. And then maybe on Tuesday you eat better. That's awesome. Wednesday, good. You have a whole week of feeling better and eating better and like, oh, I can't wait till Saturday so I can have my pizza again. Then you get to these points where you just lose all the progress that you made because you have a bad day, or you have a, I don't know if a bad day is the best way to put it. If you have almost like a bad moment or a thought where it's like, again, you're to the weekend. We'll keep using the weekend as our example. Like, oh yeah, no, I can eat like crap now, because you're waiting for that feeling of like feeling good and feeling excited about your goal, right? You kind of get into a lull almost where, and I keep using eating healthy right now, and we'll get on to more things, but you know, you eat healthy for 5 days and then you're on your sixth day and now all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can eat my full pizza. But really all you're doing is setting yourself back. Stop waiting for Monday and stop waiting to feel good. That's where I was going with that jumble mess right there. Stop waiting to feel good. We wait, and that's what the motivation is. We wait for that like inspiration. You don't have to wait for it. You have to create it.
Yeah, you got to be willing to create it as well. And I said, you got to be willing earlier. I'm saying it again. You know, just listening to you, you said the words that most of us say all the time. And that is, I am going to go to the gym on Monday. I am going to start that diet on Monday. I am going to change that mindset. If you're willing, I am going to the gym, you know, not on Monday, today. Or just change it. Stop saying I'm going to and just say, I will be at the gym today.
Right.
I will start the diet today. I just feel like we let so many things pull us from things, and that kind of attacks that motivation. It attacks your action plan, and you gotta deflect it. You gotta push that stuff away and stay focused and go forward with the action. And then you're going to be super motivated. You're going to start seeing the changes. You're going to start feeling better, whatever it is. This could be, we talk a lot about diet and exercise or whatever on this podcast, but this can be anything.
Anything. A project at home. It could be anything.
Exactly. It could be starting a podcast.
Yep. It could be something with your spouse or your kids. Exactly. It doesn't have to be these huge goals of starting a business,
right,
or, you know, getting to the gym every day. It's got to be what it is for you. And it could simply be a project at home that you've been putting off. You know, foolishly, we wait to be in the mood, right? And we think that we're going to randomly just somehow get in that mood. But when you don't feel like doing it, which depending on what it is, happens often, You push it off. The issue that we are having, and really, like, this could be, this whole podcast could be summed up in like this sentence. The error in our belief is that we have to be in the mood or motivated to do it. No, we do it and then we become motivated. And that is a fact. That is what happens, you know, and often just to kind of give another takeaway, another pointer here is don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to get knocked down. You know, we use our life experiences in this. When I opened up Five Star and I put it right in the middle of every karate school around, right? Literally a mile each way, there's another karate school. You know, I could have easily talked myself out of doing that because it was going to be difficult. I quit my job, right? I was making good money. I had a great boss. Customers love me. My employees love me. And I've mentioned this before in the podcast, and I almost hate doing it because I feel like I sound very vain, but I want to paint the picture that I want you guys to understand that in that moment, at that time in my life, I was making really good money for my age. I was in a management role, which I was the youngest in the service department, but one of the youngest in the company, and the sky was the limit. But I felt like, and I knew I had a bigger purpose in life, and that I really wanted Five Star. But I talked about it. I talked about it since I was a kid, but even as an adult, I talked about it for so many years, and I was afraid to fail. I was afraid that I was going to do it and then put my family in a bad spot, or something bad was going to happen, or how could I possibly make it? And, you know, it's an extreme case, but I quit my job. And now obviously with the blessing of my wife, I quit my job and I made it happen. And I'm forever grateful, one, for the support that I had from my wife and my family, but two, that I actually did it and that I just took that first step. So again, it doesn't have to be to that extreme where you're opening a business or anything crazy, but just taking that first step will lead to that motivation. And
But, you know, before that first step is have a purpose. You know, all action requires a purpose. And you just mentioned it, right? Your purpose was your dream to open your own karate studio. And like you said, you put it in the middle of a world where there's karate schools everywhere. Right. But you had a purpose, which that purpose led you to action, which led you to the motivation, which is where you are still today. Right. You know, all these years later, having the best karate school, in my opinion, in the entire area, right? So you took your whole life and just from what you knew it of, you know, or what you knew it as, flipped it upside down and said, okay, where's my purpose? There it is. And you went after it with action. And that's exactly what we're talking about here is
absolutely
have a purpose. And that purpose drives you to action. That action becomes your motivation, which in your case was the karate school and is why you're so successful with it to this day. It's fantastic.
I appreciate it. I really, really do. And, you know, and bringing it back to something maybe even more relatable for everybody. So Stephanie and I, so I didn't even know that adults took naps. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. Like when I was younger, I didn't know that adults took naps. I don't know if you're a napper or not.
You'll know when you're 50.
I already know. So listen, so I start dating Stephanie like literally 20 years ago. And, you know, we weren't adults yet. We were actually young, but she like napped like every day, right? That was like a thing. So then when we really are, you know, together, like we'd nap, right? So we take naps. I'm like 19, 20 years old, taking a nap in the middle of the day. And so I didn't know that was a thing. And I bring that up because yesterday is a perfect example of what we're talking about today is I needed to go to the gym. So I have a routine where I go to the gym. I try to get to the gym 4 times a week and do my weight training. So I've been in this routine for a little bit now, which is awesome. And this stemmed from taking action. And part of my journey stemmed from the book that I'm reading, which is Average Sucks by Michael Burnoff. And in that book, and I'll get back to my nap story, but in that book, what Michael Burnoff talks about is he talks about your average. So not that you're average, but your average for you, for who you are. And he talks about, you know, this dude is like, he's like you, man. He's like 6'5", right? He might even be taller. I don't know how tall. I always say you're 6'5". I really don't know. You're just,
I'm 6'5".
Are you 6'5"?
Yep.
Boom. Dude, nailed it. So anyway, so this dude's like 6'5", motivational speaker, bazillionaire, you know, wrote a book. And, you know, he talks about he's big into hockey. And the first one of the first stories he tells you, I don't even think it's in the first chapter. I just think it's like in the beginning of the book before you even get to a chapter. And he's talking about how he got cut from like the varsity hockey team. Like he was in ninth grade or something. He wanted to make varsity and he got cut even though he was a really good hockey player. And it goes on further to talk about how he accepted his average of being just a really good hockey player. Now, dude has all of the ability to be a phenomenal hockey player, but he settled with his average because we all in life kind of get used to who we are, obviously, and we settle for our average. My average for the longest time when it came to like weight training and going to the gym, obviously I do a lot of cardio and things like that, but weight training, my average was to go hard for a couple months. And then the first time I missed a day, it's like, oh, well, I still, you know, I still got what I built. And then you miss another day, and then you miss another day, and you eventually quit, right? And then what happens? Then I got to start all over again. So in this book, he talks about taking your average and going beyond that. And but the first thing first, you got to figure out what your average is. Mm-hmm. So for me, and I relate it specifically to the gym because I have a certain way that I like it, that I like my body to look. I have a certain physique that I want. Like I can't control that I'm 5'7", but I have other things I can control, right? So I've always had that desire and I always get to a point, right? To where I'm like, dang, like, okay, like all the work I'm doing is worth it. Like, this is great. Like I look the way I want, you know, whatever. And then again, I miss a day. So I've accepted that about 2.5 months in, 3 months in, I'm going to quit. And I don't call it quitting because that would make me feel really bad about myself. But it starts with one day I have to take off. Like, oh, I can't get to the gym because I got to get the kids to sports. I can't get to the gym because, and it snowballs, right? I think we've all been there. At least most of us have been there. And yesterday, this is back to the nap story. And I actually put a post up on my Facebook page with a picture of the book and a picture of me at the gym. Now I don't check in every time I go to the gym. I used to, because I thought that is what I needed for my motivation, only to realize that I don't need to do that to stay motivated. I need to take action to stay motivated. So I took a picture of that just so, because I wanted people to see that book and that I was in that mindset in that day. Yesterday, right, we were up a little early, around 3, we, Stephanie and I had a Christmas shopping all day. Around, I want to say 3 o'clock, Stephanie's like, we're on our way home. And she's like, do you want to take a nap? And I'm like, I do want to take a nap. I'm so like exhausted right now. And I was like, you know what? I was like, why don't you take a nap? Now, mind you, again, 20 years of napping, like not every day, but if my wife says, do you want to take a nap? I go freaking take a nap.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? You take a nap. I'm going to go to the gym because I knew that was my average. My average was taking that moment, that day, right then and there. That was what was going to stop me from going again today, was saying, you know what? I'm getting into the shape that I like, so I can afford to take a nap today. No, that's when I was going to quit. Yesterday was the day I was going to quit, and I decided I'm not going to do it, so I took action. I wasn't in the mood. I'll tell you right now, I was not in the mood. You know when I was in the mood, though? When I got home, and I went to take my shower before we did our adventure that I told you about last night, and I took my shirt off and saw myself in the mirror. And I was like, you know what? Really freaking happy I went to the gym today instead of taking that nap.
Yeah.
And it's just that, you know, so there's a lot to what I just went through. Right. And I'm sorry, like I'm talking for an hour.
No, that's great. I want to add something right now to that. I want everybody right now to take your phone out. If you're driving, please don't do this while you're driving. You can do it later. Take your phone out. Whatever time you wake up in the morning, I want you to put in a daily reminder right now on your phone. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you're reminded with is to take that action today, no matter what. Make sure you get done what you're setting out to do today.
I think, dude, you nailed it. Absolutely. Nail on the head. We could have just said that, right? That could have been a 40-second podcast and it's over. And we always talk about health, fitness. We always talk about going to the gym and eating healthy. Have you ever, and I'm asking you, and if you have, that's okay. Because, ever is a very long time. Have you ever gotten done with a workout and been like, son of a bitch, I really wish I did not go to the gym today?
Never. Never, ever, ever.
You ever?
Never.
Well, let me ask you this.
There's been times where walking into the gym, I'm like, oh, I'm really not looking forward to this.
Or, yes.
But then you get there, and what happens is you start, the blood gets moving, the oxygen gets flowing, and you may have workouts that are just fantastic. There are other days where you may have workouts where maybe you don't hit 100%, but at the end of that workout, you showed up and you feel great when you walk out of there. You feel better when you leave than when you showed up.
Absolutely.
And it's just because you took that action.
And that can relate to everything. So again, we talk about the gym and such. That can relate to everything. That can relate to your project at home that you want to do. And that same feeling, you're going to regret procrastinating on that project. But are you going to regret when it's over? Are you going to be like, damn it, I wish I didn't do that? No, you're going to be so excited that it's done. So what are we waiting for? So I'm going to just toss a quote out here. Not going to pretend like I knew it, from heart, but I love it. Right. And it's from Dale Carnegie, and it is, inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. So I'm going to say it one more time, and I really want you to just think about the words. Think about what he's saying, because it's very true. Think about how you feel when you just talk about it and you don't do it, and then think about how you feel when you do it. Inaction breeds doubt and fear. So that's just talking about it, right? We're just talking about it. Yeah, Monday I'm going to start this. January 1st, I'm going to start this. 2021 is going to be my year, right? Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Now, instead of sitting and talking about it, you take that action. You go to the gym. You go to 5-Star. You go, you start eating better. You get that project done. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Stop sitting home and thinking about it. Go out and get busy. Whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. Go out and get busy. Even if obstacles get in your way, because it's going to happen. Our brains are funny, man. As human beings, our brains try to keep us safe. Our brain wants us to be safe. It keeps us in a safe zone, which keeps us complacent, which keeps us from doing things outside of our comfort zone. That's a normal. That's a normal part of being a human being. We need to understand that there, we have so much more to give and so much more to offer. And it all starts with just doing it. Nike, man, I wish I had this slogan. Just do it. That's it.
Just do it.
That's it. Just do it. There's nothing else
Nike,
to say.
Nike's spot on that one.
Nailed it. Just do it. So I mentioned it earlier and I said, hey, remind me to say this and I want to get it out there. And we've kind of mentioned it a few times, but it's also very natural for us to think I'm going to be happy when, we have this journey in life and we don't know when it ends. Like that's such a weird thing, right? We don't know when it ends. We just it could end tomorrow. It could end today. Like you don't know when the end is going to be here. But so often we put happiness off. We put it off to the side. And I don't think a lot of times we realize it, but what we do is we have the I'll be happy when syndrome. And the I'll be happy when syndrome is I'll be happy when I have more money. I'll be happy when I lose 30 pounds. I'll be happy when I can eat healthy. It's always, I'll be happy when. Stop. What are you waiting for? What? Be happy now. Accept who you are today. And take action on becoming what you want to be. But don't wait for happiness. Listen, will I be happier when I have $1 million in my bank account? yeah, I'll be a lot happier, but I'm not going to wait to be happy for that day. I'm going to appreciate the challenges. I'm going to be there, brother. It's going to happen, but I'm going to appreciate the challenges and the journey to getting there. And even though there's struggles, there's plenty of them already. Even though there's struggles, even though there's hard times, I am going to be happy. I'm not waiting for that end goal to be happy. I didn't wait to become a black belt to be happy in my martial arts training. I didn't wait to own 7 5-star martial arts before I'm happy. I'm enjoying the journey, enjoying the process. Life can end at any moment. Stop waiting for I'll be happy when and start being happy now. Now, I know that's not our topic, but does that make sense?
Spot on.
Inaction breeds doubt and fear. I think that's a key takeaway. Action breeds confidence, key takeaway. Remember to show up every day. Don't wait. Don't put things off. Action creates the motivation in your life. And like you said, Paul, and like you say every week, you remind us every week at the end of the podcast that we get one shot, man, one shot. And you just don't wait for happiness to just eventually be there. Enjoy it every day. Happiness is in your life every day. And if you feel that it's not, take a moment, recenter yourself, and you'll find joy and happiness in that day, no matter what you're dealing with. In that moment, no matter what you're dealing with, you will find happiness. So we kind of threw two topics in here.
We did. And I love it, man.
We like, boom.
It's our podcast. We'll do whatever we want.
That's all part of living well, which is what we are trying to instill in others is, man, just don't let the small stuff get to you, man. Don't let it create depression and anxiety and all these things that are just so bad and it puts you in a horrible place. Find the good in everything. Find happiness in every day of your life. It's there. Some days you have to look for it. Let's be real about it. Some days you have to look for it, but it's there. So when you feel like you're having that crappy day, stop, recenter yourself. You'll find joy. You'll find happiness and just appreciate that you're living.
So I'm going to spin off of that real quick. And I'm going to add a third topic here. And I read this the other day and I may or may not have sent this to you about making this a podcast subject, but you just said it. So I want to get it out there. You talked about having to find it some days and you might be having a bad day. It's a company and I wish I could remember the name, but I'm not prepared for this. So I'm just going to give you the action point. It's the 5-minute rule. Okay. When something bad happens to us, what we often do is we lump it in. And I've always hated this. I really have. And I always go back to my Facebook posts because I post on Facebook when I have these feelings and these thoughts. So I post about this often and we always lump it together. So yes, 2020 has been a challenging year from March till now. But we lump everything into the day, the week, the month, the year. So if I wake up this morning, stub my toe, spill my coffee, whatever, Christmas tree falls, I don't know, whatever happens. I'm like, oh, well, I had a bad day today. Okay. We're going to talk right now about how to take that mindset and switch it. So we're not going to have a bad day. It's called the 5-minute rule. You have a bad moment because that's what this is, right? That's what this is. When you have a bad day, you probably had a bad moment. Or you know what? Maybe you had a couple bad moments.
And let it bother you the rest of the day.
Yep. Let's say that we have, I don't know, we'll say we're awake for 12 hours, right? What's that? That gives you 12 hours of sleep. We're awake longer than that. But we'll say 12, 15 hours. You're awake 16. A day. That'll give you 16. You're awake 16 hours a day. And you have 10 bad moments in that day, 10 of them. If you go by the 5-minute rule, which means you can only dwell on that for 5 minutes, be as pissed off as you want to be as depressed as you want to be as upset as you want to be, but limit it to 5 minutes. If you got to take your cell phone out and put a timer on it and say, I'm going to let this shit bother me for 5 minutes. But in that 5 minutes, maybe try to figure it out. Listen, I know there's tough challenges in life, but take that 5 minutes to figure it out. Take that 5 minutes to be pissed off and to be stressed out. But when that 5 minutes is up, it's gone. You have to let it go. And when you start letting things go with the 5-minute rule, you're going to stop having bad days. And you're going to understand that you just had a bad moment. And now your day, You have another what? What did we decide? 15 hours and 55 minutes left in that day. And it's not going to be a bad day. It was a bad 5 minutes. You could have 100 of those in one day. And I don't know, the most stressful person in the world, most stressed out life in the world, the worst life in the world, you don't have 100 of those moments. 5 minutes is all you get. 5 minutes. Get past it. Figure out your action plan on getting past it in that 5 minutes and let it go. Five minute rule. All right, that's podcast number three.
I was going to say, that is a whole nother podcast.
So let's wrap this up. You want to wrap up the action one?
Let's wrap it up.
So we're going to wrap it up, and you know, we had our points. I'm going to give you one final piece of advice for the taking action, something that I found that worked really well for me, something that I know Tim does as well, is create a list, a to-do list. And whether it's a to-do list for your goals, whether it's a to-do list for your day, whatever it is, create the list and take action on that list, right? It could be anything. Clean my email up, right? Delete my emails, check. And every time you get done, put a check mark next to it and write everything down. So I asked not too long ago on our Facebook page, one of our Facebook pages, I asked, do you have a to-do list for your personal goals? 90-something% of people said, no, I have a to-do list for, you know, what I have to do at home. And I have a to-do list for work, but I do not have my personal goals on my to-do list. I think that we all have some sort of satisfaction. I do. I get so, so satisfied when I check things off a to-do list. It could be the stupidest thing. I could be like, whatever, sweep the kitchen floor, right? Take me 5 minutes, sweep the kitchen floor. But I can't tell you how excited I am to check that off the list. Or if Stephanie gives me a to-do list and it's like, whatever, do the dishes, but check. I can't wait to check it off my list. So create a to-do list, take action, and enjoy putting that check mark or that line through it. So action creates motivation. Stop waiting to be in the mood and make it freaking happen.
Spot on, man. And the other thing that the only thing I have to add to that is make sure you add accountability to it. And whether it's the check mark that Paul just talked about or whatever, action creates motivation, but it also takes 100% accountability on your part. I think that's key. Nobody Absolutely. Else is going to make you do it. Or it truly comes down to you and you being accountable for yourself 100% of the time.
So guys, we're going to end it here. And just a friendly reminder that we have one chance on this earth to live every single day like it could be your last, and to live life to the fullest.
Yeah, man. Live well, guys. We'll talk to you soon.